Toledo, we're famous for Glass, Art Tatum, Tony Pacos, Jamie Farr, a world-class museum, the Toledo Mud Hens and Walleye, an outstanding zoo and public library system. But who are the people that make our city so great? Welcome to the Soul of the Glass City podcast. I'm your host, Monique. We're here with my special guest. I'm so excited because it's been like a year that I've been trying to get this lady on, but she's so busy doing like great things in the world that I couldn't get her. So I have the lovely, amazing Audrey Johnson in the studio with me today. How are you?
I am doing great, and I'm so glad we finally made it in the same space together.
I know. Absolutely. I know. I didn't think it was going to happen. Tell everybody, what city were you born in and where you grew up?
I was born in Canton, Ohio, and raised in Canton, Ohio, and came to Toledo.
And you were saying something about being the original Bulldog?
Yes. I went to Camp McKinley, and I tell people that I'm an original Bulldog, Camp McKinley Bulldog.
Do you get into stuff with the Scott people?
Yes. If McKinley ever plays basketball with Scott High School, there's always something I have to say about
it. I have a Scott Bulldog, so yeah, she's in the band too. So
I had a Bulldog too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, that was hard for him.
Oh, wow, that's funny. So, what brought you to Toledo?
I attended Bowling Green State University. And once I graduated, I did an internship here, and I stayed. So I've been in Toledo all my adult life. Okay. I kind of feel like it's where I grew up.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
What did you study when you were at BGSU?
Visual Communications Technology, and I specialized in photography.
Okay. So you are the owner and founder of the Unbounded Artist Development Community, which is a nonprofit in Toledo. Tell me, how did that come about?
Well, originally, I want to say it was probably like in the mid-90s, I owned an art gallery downtown Toledo, Tillman Gallery. And it was a great opportunity to just learn people and know a lot more artists. And I did that for about 6 years. We closed the doors just to some life changes. And
where was the Tillman Gallery?
It was on Madison and 13th Street.
Okay.
Downtown. So we were the first gallery downtown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so then once we closed that gallery, people would ask, what are you going to do next? What are you going to do next? And I did a whole bunch of nexts, and finally it was Unbounded. That was the big next big thing.
In the meantime, in between time, you do have a day job. What is that?
Yes. Yes, I do. I always have to make sure I give my day job a shout out because that's how I pay my bills. But, yes, I work for the Fair Housing Center, and I am their development coordinator. I do all of the fundraising activities, and right now our big event, which is our 50th anniversary, is coming up October 4th. So that's a big deal.
That's exciting. Yeah. So what are you guys working on currently at UADC?
Currently, we're working on program activities for youth. We have summer programs, which we just finished up an underwater photography class.
Oh, wow.
At Wilson Park Pool, and that was amazing. We had 20 students ages 8 and up learning how to take photos with an Instamatic underwater camera, and it was so much fun because, you know, they still think about the terms of a cell phone. So it was about how to take a selfie and when am I going to see the picture. So it was kind of fun to do that. But that's one of the projects that we finished up for our summer youth program. And then we have another project, which is called What Makes a House a Home. And through that, we're going to make collages about houses and talk about homes and what it means to live in a community. And I think that's just comes from my fair housing side. So it's going to be a fun activity to do as well. And we'll have two more before the end of the summer. A jewelry making class as well.
I love that. You also work with exchange students from foreign countries. I had the honor of meeting some of them a few years ago. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I am a host parent, and I also am a local coordinator for American Cultural Exchange Services, which is an organization that we look for high school students globally to come to the United States and be here for a school year, high school year, and get an experience of the United States, which is a great opportunity for them and for local host families. And once they get here, they do a lot of community service. They, the State Department is one of the ways that the program is funded. And with that, they get to do 100 hours of community service. So they do a lot of giving to the local community for being a part of that program. And they go to several different high schools, like Scott High School, Southview, Northview, East Toledo, Waite High School. They're kind of spread all over, which is a great thing.
Can you tell everybody what countries they come from?
We have students coming from Pakistan, Tunisia. We have Turkey, Ghana, West Africa. We have Tanzania, which is East Africa. We have some students coming from Spain, Brazil. They're always different countries, but widespread. Ukrainian students. And I want to say Mali. We have some half-year students that will come from Mali and Malaysia.
I'm sure you're like a great guide for them when they come.
Yeah, I think so. I do, because a lot of times, even if I decide to host a student, we always look at the profile and see if they have some kind of artistic talent, creativeness, so that, you know, if they get to stay with me, they get to experience some things that they normally probably wouldn't experience. Last year, we had a young man, 16 years old, from Nigeria, Africa, and he was a tailor. And in his profile, he said he wanted to make clothes, to have a fashion show, his own line, and we made that possible for him. He had a fashion show last year, and that was a great big deal for him, and he did a great job.
I am so upset I missed it.
Yes.
I met him.
Yes.
And he was talented.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. So he did. He had a fashion
Where
show.
Where was it?
It was at the Fifth Third Building, Seagate Building downtown.
Okay.
Art Extravaganza. That was a big event that we threw that we just wanted to showcase all creatives.
Okay.
So we had a fashion show, we had an exhibition, we had music, we had poetry.
I think I saw that.
Yeah, just experiencing all of the arts. Yes.
Yeah, that's so amazing. And then I remember meeting some of the students, and their dream was to go to an NBA basketball game, and you guys made that happen too.
Yeah, yes, we did. They we were fortunate to get tickets from the Detroit Pistons, so there were some families that got to go to see a Detroit Pistons basketball game, and they were totally excited because that was a dream.
Yeah, there was a girl that came from Ukraine, and there was like a Ukrainian player on the team, and she got to meet him.
She got to meet him. She was was so excited. She called her family. They took pictures. Like, that was a big deal. So that was
a
great
experience.
You guys
are not only like giving them, you know, just life lessons, but you're also giving them like dream moments.
Yes.
In coming here.
And we have two travel events that we do. We go to Niagara Falls on the Buffalo side. So that's always amazing to spend an overnight trip in Buffalo. And then there's a train trip to Chicago. So they spend an overnight trip in Chicago. So they get that experience. So we try to make it as diverse as possible.
It sounds fun. Mm-hmm. It sounds fun.
Yeah.
And I heard that you are looking for host families this year because there's a lack of families to host the kids.
Yes. You know, with just some of the climate change politically, we were able to at least reassure the students that the program was going to still continue. And now it's just a matter of making sure that we find host parents for the students, because otherwise some of them could age out and this may be their last opportunity to come to the United States and experience their high school experience. So if there's people that are interested, they can go to exploretheworld.org and they would be able to get more information about how they could become host parents.
I also wanted to ask you, what do you love about Toledo? Because obviously you made Toledo your home. How do you think that you're making it a better place, and how do you think that we can make it a better place?
You know, the bigger thing about Toledo that I love more than anything, that is, you know, it's accessible. I feel like it's easy to navigate Toledo. Nowhere is too far away, 15 minutes or less to get wherever you need to go. So that part is really important. People here are open and innovative to new things. So that has always worked for me, because I'm one of those people that if I'm given a vision or an idea, I kind of go for it. And it has worked that all of the things that I've wanted to do with community, I've been able to do. So that's really important. And I feel like technology, the one thing Toledo can do, I think we can all do better as adults for our young people, is to expose them to more technology in a way that they can really be able to use it in their future for, you know, careers, for jobs, for entrepreneurship, all those things. So whatever programs and opportunities career-wise, that we can start them out young to get that, I think that is one of the most important things that we could do, because those are things that can keep them here as adults.
Well, I totally agree with you on that, and I am so happy that you feel that way, because I know that you're going to do everything in your power to make that happen, and so will I, and I can't wait to work with you in the future, because I've been wanting to do that too.
Okay,
but time has not allowed me. So I'm going to make time.
Well, good. You got to come hang out with us. We're moving into a new building, a new facility to us, which is Collinwood Presbyterian Church. We will have our administrative offices inside Collinwood Presbyterian Church, which allows us to do more programming activity. And we will be managing their new gallery, their community gallery.
That sounds good, and I will make sure that I check that out first.
Okay.
So I'm not in the end of everything. I'm very grateful that you made it here today, and thank you for sharing all this.
And thank you for inviting me.
We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm your host and producer, Monique. My executive producer is Chris Pfeiffer. Join me next time for another exciting episode of Soul of the Glass City podcast. For more information, if you have questions or comments, go to wgte.org/soul.
WGTE. Voices around us.